You are listening to Sheep Might Fly, a podcast of serialised fiction written and read by Tansy Rayner Roberts. Hi, so today I'm going to be reading part three of Dance, Princess, Dance. If you haven't already listened to Glass Slipper Scandal, the first of the Castle Charming stories, you can find it here on the podcast feed from April and May 2016. You can also purchase Glass Slipper Scandal as an ebook on Kindle, Kobo, or iBooks. Dance, Princes, Dance. Part 3. Look at my shoes. With his eyes closed, Kai inhaled the scent of ink. It wrapped around his lungs and drew him in. He could taste the history in the ink, the words it had touched, the pens it had brushed against. As he breathed out, he imagined the first quill pen he had ever held as a child. He pictured every detail of it, every flare of feather, every scratch and line. When he opened his eyes, he saw a perfect illustration of that quill appear for a moment on his forearm before it exploded in a spreading patch of spilled black ink. "That's good," said Princess Camilla, using her own magic to clear off the failed tattoo. "It doesn't feel like a win," Kai grumbled. "Of course not. But you can't expect it to be perfect straight away." She gave him a stern look, like she was an elderly aunt instead of a wild-haired magical princess almost exactly his age. "I had 8 failed ink blots all over my legs before I even learned the charm to undo magical tattoos. Count yourself lucky you have a fabulous magical tutor like me."
"So lucky," he grumbled.
Somewhere, a door flung open. "Camilla!" called an angry voice. The princess looked tense. "Oh, stars, what does he want now?" Kai half expected one of her brothers to march in. The princes did that sort of thing a lot, assuming they had the right to fill any space in the castle that they chose, even their sister's private workroom, here at the base of the tower where her mother, the queen, was trapped in an eternal enchanted sleep. But no, this was worse than that. This was the king. King Yolchus was a narrow-boned, elegant man with dark hair and bright blue eyes. He looked very like his daughter, only 30 years older, and carrying the weight of the kingdom on his shoulders. Kai shrank back into his seat as the king marched into the workshop, his burning charisma and fury filling the room like an entirely different kind of magic.
"Who's this?" the king demanded, eyes burning into Kai. "Is that one of those reporters who's been sniffing around the castle?" Well, he wasn't wrong.
"This is Kai, my apprentice," Camilla said, standing up to assert her dignity in the face of this invasion. "You said I could keep practicing magic." The king faltered, his initial reason for anger floating away in the face of this new problem.
"You shouldn't be alone with a man."
"Oh, please," Camilla scoffed. "My brothers have a co-ed steam room, and Chase is openly bisexual. If you don't object to the boys hanging around with half-naked friends of all genders, you can't start applying random societal ideas of conformity to me." King Yolchus looked puzzled, as he often did, when his daughter spoke.
"Never mind that," he said, dismissing Kai's presence as irrelevant. "I want to talk to you about the shoes."
"By all means," said Camilla, blinking at him.
"The shoes." "I know I said I would foot the bill for your coming out and fulfilling your public duty as a princess, and I expected you to commission a new wardrobe, but this bill from the shoemakers is ridiculous."
"Is it?" said Camilla. Her father waved a sheet of paper at her.
60 pairs of satin dancing slippers. 60! Not even a professional ballerina goes through that many shoes. You'd better make them last the season. Our household budget does not extend to unnecessary frippery."
"That seems reasonable," said Camilla. "Anything else, father?"
"Be at lunch, to sit between me and the duchesses," he snapped. "If I never have to have another conversation about herbal remedies, it'll be too soon."
The King of Charming turned around and marched out of the workroom. Camilla's face slid from the polite, formal expression that her father inspired.
She practically threw herself at Kai, eyes bright, arms winding round his neck. "Kai, you're a detective." "Reporter," he corrected. "Could you not sit on my lap? Your father is going to get completely the wrong idea." "I need you to help me solve a mystery."
I write.
"What do you need?"
"Kai," she said in an excited whisper, "look at my shoes."
He looked. As usual, her thick leather work boots stuck out from under her long skirts. They were battered and solid and familiar.
"Okay.
Do you know how many pairs of satin dancing slippers I actually own, Kai? Not counting the pair I borrowed from Ziggy when I was pretending I was the Midnight Princess the other month."
Said Kai, 60?
"Two, Kai. I have 2 pairs of dancing slippers, 1 pair of fluffy slippers, and my work boots. So..." She raised her eyebrows at him expectantly. It sank in.
"Who's ordering dance slippers on your father's account?"
"Who is ordering dance slippers?" she agreed.
"And where did all those shoes go?"
Thanks for listening to Sheep Might Fly. You can follow me on Twitter and Tumblr at TansyRR and at Sheep Might Fly. You can like my page on Facebook as at Tansy R. Roberts. And if you sign up for my author newsletter, you get a free copy of Fake Geek Girl, the ebook. Follow the link. See you next time.